PJ, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay, you have the floor. On I suppose this is just the bloody price of everything. Go ahead.
It's no matter where you go now, you're getting ripped off. As you heard John there about insurance. I was on to my wife's email, and she had a weird experience with an insurance company earlier on in the year. I think she'll forward it on to you. But yeah, my gripe is about medical fees and medical bills. It's just gone ridiculous.
Okay, give me examples of that then.
The example of that is, I spoke to you last year. I had a heart attack last November.
That's right.
Into November last year, and I remember phoning you from the CUH, and a magnificent.
You were really praising the staff back then, in fairness to you.
No more than the thoroughly deserved, in fairness. There were angels on the shoulder, all of them.
Well said.
But it's more or less the afterwards, the aftermath of it, the tablets, the GP visits. I mean, I had to pre-order a prescription there a couple of weeks back. Every couple of months, and I got a link to pay, so I thought it was a scam at first, so I got on to the doctor's surgery, and they told me that it costs €20 to order a repeat prescription.
Okay, even though it's kind of just a click away kind of thing?
Even though it's a click, it's a press of a button. It's a press of a button, repeat, and send.
And how much is the prescription then?
The prescription is 80. I'm paying 80, 86.
A month?
A month for my prescription.
If you go into the doctor then, you're shelling out what?
I have a CPAP machine as well, which is another 96 quid a month. Now, I work in the security industry with a local firm in Cork here. And, security is the good job. There's always hours, there's always money, but it's kind of middle class. You wouldn't be getting rich out of it, you know.
So I'm adding this up. Are you renting a CPAP machine? Is it?
Yeah. That works out. It's 96 a month.
Okay, so 96, 15, 23, 25. That's €260 a month.
A month, yeah. Now I know I can claim it back. I can claim the CPAP machine back off the drug refund scheme.
So you don't have a medical card, no?
Neil, I work. I'm lower class waged Irish worker. Sorry, not Irish worker.
For lower paid jobs, there is a threshold where you can get a medical card. You're too high for that.
I'm the other side of it.
You're entitled to nothing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas across the water,
you'd be paying for none of that. You wouldn't be given the doctor €60 or €70.
Oh, I know. I lived as a publican in England through the '80s and the early '90s. I was there for really 15 years.
And you wouldn't
the
be.
The system they have over there is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
When would they ever think that that would be a good thing for Irish people in this country? Well, when do you think that they might say, okay, we want to do this for the people of Ireland?
Look, if you had a government that really cared about what was going on the ground, they would come up with these ideas. It's like, I know the poll tax in England was hated when it came out first. It was hated, but look what they get for it. For, I think it's 1,500 or something a year. They get their school, they get their school books, they get their bins, they get their water. You know, they get all of these things all paid up in just one bill, which they deduct every month.
Okay, so for that
whatever.
Then, you get everything. And like here, you'd be giving country clean €300 or €400 a year. Here you'd be paying your local property tax that could be at this stage be up to maybe €350, €400 depending on your property. Here you have the additional universal social charge, which is an absolute crime against humanity.
And
for all of that, right? You get nothing. And then you have Irish Rail who say, we lost 50 million there, lads. We had this company that were going to give us an IT system and made a hames of it. So we're just going to write it off. That's the latest scandal this week. Waste.
Yeah. There's chronic waste all around. You know, you've got bicycle sheds, you've got, you know, there's billions.
So would you ever think at 62 years old that you'd be better off not working? Just quit.
Neil, I would have been better off not working at 52 years old. I don't own 62. You know,
apply for a medical card. and sit back and enjoy life. Paying you to work.
No, it's not. No. And I don't think it ever did. You know, I even see my daughter now and her husband, two of them pretty good jobs, you know, and they're on good money. And by the time their mortgage's gone, they need two cars because they're working two different areas. One's in Cork, the other's in Waterford.
But sure, they're entitled to do that. They're entitled to have two cars. They're entitled to have a job where they're not fleeced and taxed. Yeah. They're entitled to have a government that said, we're not going to promise to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to reduce taxation on working families.
This is where, if you listen to Micheál Martin's rhetoric, or if I mean Harris, no better. It's Dara Boyne's another one. It's where we're looking into that. Yeah, by the end of the term of the government.
No, the great term they have is this is the project for government.
So
here's another example for you. This lovely elderly lady, and I should say senior citizen, who's 88 years old, got in touch with me, and she says, here's my tuppence worth, and it's straight to the point. I'm 88 years old. I'm a full-time 24/7 carer for my 57-year-old son. She's 88. Her son needs full-time care. He's 57. I receive half the carer's allowance. Half. Why would a country or a system be so cruel as to say, we're only giving you half? She's 88 years old. She's a full-time carer for a 57-year-old son.
Yeah, it's shocking. And the killing thing about it is there's no half measures for anybody else. And you know I'm not racist. I've got friends in the Muslim community, the black community, gay community.
But you have a chap who's above in a hostel and he's getting €300 a month in Tesco vouchers. Got a full-time job and free accommodation.
Yeah. It's shocking. And look, through my line of work, you know, I met a guy one night, Ukrainian gentleman, nice man, but he was under the impression that he didn't have to pay for the facility. I don't want to say too much, right? But he was, now he didn't refuse to pay, but he was trying to tell me that he didn't have to pay.
Because he was Ukrainian.
Because he was Ukrainian. And I said to him, look, everybody that comes in here has to pay.
No, it's just that other things are free, and he got confused as to how many different things are free. But can I just before you go, did you train and do you follow protocols? Because very much the Yves Sekila story at the moment is tragic death at the hands of possibly the restraints of the security guards. Do you have any opinion on that? Was it over the top? Do you think?
I do, and from my two cents worth, I spent time doing retail security, and the rules then, now that's almost 10 years ago, I haven't done it since I moved down here. The rules was like you were allowed to use minimum force. Now, minimum force to hold a fella of 18 years of age and to hold, like Paul O'Connell, would be two different minimum
force. Well, this man was a big man, and it's to five of them, but what if they're off the premises?
Well, if they're off the premises, security shouldn't be off the premises. You can't follow them for your own safety. You don't follow them down the road for your own.
Well, they got a big problem then, don't they? Because they did follow him.
I would imagine. I wouldn't. All I say about that is I wouldn't care to have been part of that crew. And I've been in situations where we've had to put people to the ground for our safety.
On the premises.
They could be carrying a weapon or they could be just physically violent.
No, but when it goes outside the door, it becomes a Garda matter.
If it's outside the door, that's public property and that then is a Garda matter.
Okay.
You know, and
all right.
When you have to put somebody to the floor, you hold their legs, usually two security, you hold their legs and you put your knee to the small of their back. You do not go near the lungs, you do not go near the neck, and you definitely do not go near the head. Because sometimes you get bouncies and you hold them down.
Their face is to ground, though.
Oh, yeah, their face is to ground, but you don't put pressure to push your face into the ground. Okay, what also happens is some of the little bouncies can headbutt the ground and get a cut and say that you've done it. Unless you're on camera and you can prove that you didn't, you're the one that's in trouble.
Okay, so it's into the small of the back they knee the individual.
Well, that's what I was trained to do. Small of the back, and if you want to hold somebody down hold them from their knee, just below the thigh, onto their knees.
But if you're on the small of somebody's back and you get that wrong and you're kneeing them higher up, then you've got their knee on their lungs and you're restricting...
Yeah, if you go near the lungs, if you go near the lungs or anywhere where it's vital organ. I mean, if you have a fellow on the ground, Neil, and you put your knee on the small of his back, he's really not going anywhere. You have the other security guard holding his feet just below the knee, so he can't bend his knee to get back up or it's going on.
Okay, and is a security guard within the premises licensed to do that?
You want his minimum force, yeah.
That's not minimum force.
Once you know, everywhere you go, there's cameras. So once you're on camera, you've got to cover yourself all the time.
But that kind of restraint is accepted and it's licensed.
Only if it's necessary.
Okay.
If it's necessary.
Okay. Thanks. Much obliged. Take care. Much obliged. Thanks, PJ, as always.
PJ,
take care. Have a great
weekend.
For the talk.